Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
It's John and Lance.
She's got weird hair.
Oh!
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I just got to say this. I don't know why it's on my timeline, but I'm watching a 16-year-old sumo wrestler. Apparently, he's a prodigy. He's like half the size of the guy he's fighting, and a 39-year-old, and he beats him. He's literally half his size.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, do you talk about technique?
The 39-year-old must be a little bit of a tomato can, too.
No, this kid is allegedly.
No. Yeah, no, I'm sure. But if he's that much bigger, and I love technique, but he's half the size.
Size. I mean, this kid is going to be a star, a sumo star.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him.
Yeah. All right, I'll send it to you.
Lance is in there dealing with his own signs of age. Forget about that 39-year-old losing to a 16-year-old. He's just rubbing his shoulder.
Yeah, I lifted yesterday and something, the shoulder's not feeling. It's always hurt.
What did you lift?
It's weights.
Like weights? This time?
Weights. But it's been weights, but I warm up, and this time I didn't warm up great. I went to go play disc golf.
That's the best thing for you to be lifting with all the injuries.
I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep going heavier and heavier until the arm falls off.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah. Just do stuff.
That's not the way to go about it.
You just want
to
do stuff?
Just want to do stuff. And by stuff now, stuff just means lifting weights.
Lifting weights.
Yeah. Lifting weights and watching tape is doing stuff.
That's doing stuff.
You hope next time.
I started playing disc golf, and then hole five, I'm like, ooh, I got to go to the bathroom.
So
this isn't going to work.
You want to surprise people. NFL Network during draft time, right? You want to walk in there, and they're like, whoa, look at Lance.
Oh, I look like Seth Rollins. He's on TV right now.
Look at mini Josh Pate.
Good Morning Football.
I know.
Yeah, I want to go. That's what I want to do. I've got to get a white shirt.
He's got an idol that he wants to be.
A white T-shirt.
Baby Pate is what you want to be called?
That guy ought to just be a handicapper because he's always giving out winners.
He does give out winners.
On our show.
We got him on today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Regular time.
So I see it.
You got 9 o'clock?
Yeah, close-cut shave, the weightlifting. Yeah.
But he didn't have
you. He's inspired
you cut your hair off.
That's right.
He's inspired you.
Yeah, but I don't have a white T-shirt yet.
And now you're lifting.
Once you
now
get into lifting. The shape that you want, are you doing leg day? Because John always criticizes John for no legs.
I mean, who likes doing legs? It makes you want to throw up.
I guess you'll stick with the upper body.
You just keep doing arms and chest.
Mix in a leg day.
Shoulders and traps and, legs, it's... Fine, I guess.
All right, let's get AMF in here. He's been waiting to get on the air.
Base underneath you, it's fine.
What up, AMF?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Double Rod. Hey, I want to go back to the first segment about the Rockets, and I got a theory, and I've been thinking about the theory longer and longer that I've been on hold. So, Lance, I know you're an older brother, right? And John is a younger brother. Okay, so older brother mentality, that's me. We want to bully. We want to beat that ass. We want to teach you a lesson. That's why we think like that when it comes to the Rockets.
Yeah.
John, younger brother, doesn't want that heat coming. He wants to just take it easy. You know, not everybody gets the ass whipping. Let's spread it around or take it easy on somebody. So I'm with you, Lance. They got to learn, younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
They got to know where their place is.
Yeah.
They got to know...
That's right.
The whole gamut of what a younger brother is, younger sister is, that door closes, mom and dad leave, they go to the grocery store, it's ass-whipping time. It's time to beat them. It's wrestling. It's all of that. It's all of the above. My sister and brother can tell you stories about that. Well, my sister came back one time and stabbed me with some scissors, but that didn't mean anything else. But anyway, I just thought that I should lean in on that because it's true. When you're the older brother, you just have that bully. You're going to take yours because I took mine. I was the first kid. I have to learn the hard way, and now you're going to learn the
Kevin
way.
Kevin Durant is an older brother.
That's all I got.
Amen Thompson probably was born before Asur Thompson. He's the older twin.
Know that. You don't know.
That's right. I'm almost positive because of his attitude. He's got older brother energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, AMF. You just want, everyone needs to learn a lesson. And while you got it, you might as well put the force because there's a younger brother in my house that tells people he will choke them until they're dead. So some younger brothers actually come with a little different energy, just letting you know. And they get grounded and get their phone taken because they threaten to kill their siblings more than once with their jujitsu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's younger brother energy. Okay. I mean, it's a theory.
Yeah.
It's a theory.
So that's why you wanted Washington to keep it close. Like, guys.
No, I didn't want that.
You wanted
just
something
competitive. I feel bad for those people because they're getting their ass handed to them.
Older brothers don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Until the younger brother, Mike Zuerlein, puts you in a headlock when he is a junior or a senior in high school and you realize, ooh, I got to go to psychological terror now.
Yeah. No, physical terror.
I can't get out of
over.
This. He's a big offensive lineman. I got to start going Hannibal Lecter on him now because this physical stuff is a wrap.
That's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's
so many times you can hit your brother with a meat tenderizer and then he gets big enough and you realize, I got to get in his head somehow here.
Yeah. You know, that's happening with me. That happened with me with JT and. When he was in eighth grade playing basketball, I just walked off the court when he was up like 6-2.
Yeah, don't let him win.
He didn't win.
Don't let him
win. We
didn't
finish the game. I walked off, and now he's doing it with golf. He's
what?
Like, oh,
he's an athlete.
He's
going
really
to get
good
better.
At golf, and that's a problem.
Yeah, he can't play with you anymore.
He's beat me once in his life out of like 60 times we played.
He's got to stop. You can't.
That, we
can't
gotta,
let him play
we're not going to be able to play again. We're just not.
Yeah, you gotta. JT, Dad, you want to play golf? I can't.
Nope.
I got a
right. Shoulder. I was lifting yesterday.
I was lifting. I can't. No, I got a bad shoulder. Yeah. I mean, I can try to play, but if I don't play well, it's the shoulder.
Yeah, it's the shoulder. I can't.
And then
you
start doing this. When he birdies the first two, you start going, my shoulder.
My back. My back.
I told you my son and his friends are in love with Rodney Dangerfield. He goes, Dad, you know who Rodney Dangerfield is? I know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
Rodney Dangerfield.
And he's all excited because he's part of a meme that everyone knows this meme. But he also watches YouTube clips, he and his friends, of Rodney Dangerfield. They think Rodney Dangerfield is hilarious. He started doing an imitation of Rodney Dangerfield. I was like, yeah. I said, your generation's watching Rodney Dangerfield? He goes, yeah, he's great. I'm like, it's pretty cool. My daughter knows all these different songs from the 80s and 90s because they are starting to listen, like her generation is listening to some of that music. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
But the Rodney Dangerfield one, I thought, man, I never saw that one coming.
They go see the movie?
No, he has no idea about any.
Oh, he's got to go see the movie where he's the diver.
The Thornton
Back
Mellon.
To school.
Back to school, Thornton Mellon, where he does a triple Lundy.
Right.
He won't care about that movie.
No,
it's too long. They need to watch Rodney Dangerfield in 30-second bursts on reels.
No, that's true.
Yeah. They can't, you want them to pay attention for more than 3 minutes? Yeah. Are you out of your mind? 3 minutes is too long. What do they tell you when you're doing your own well videos? What does Kitty Lindley tell you?
Thirty seconds.
People can't concentrate over 30 seconds.
30, that's
we literally have a social media expert when we do videos for our Twitter feeds who tells us you can't. The more you go past 30 seconds, the more people.
No, I keep mine to 30, but I wish you wouldn't comment on mine.
Yeah, I had to comment. John's driving around in LA traffic, looking right into his camera, driving, and he's putting other people in danger.
He said,
keep your eyes on the effing road.
Effing road.
Yeah, I had to let him know.
Is that a little aggressive for a. I mean, I'm trying to
tell him what you're trying to do.
A little something over here.
Doing what?
I'm doing a commercial.
While you're
driving.
He's filming and looking at it. He's going between the camera probably, to be fair, probably wasn't going fast.
But
because it's traffic.
No, it's LA.
Yeah, it's traffic.
Nobody's going fast.
So
in
even
LA.
if he ran into somebody from behind, it's not going to do that
but
damage.
If John was in a different group, like John's older, John's Teflon, like filming a commercial while you're driving would get another person canceled. But John is in a world where it doesn't really matter what he does.
L.A.?
No, but he doesn't really subscribe to L.A. stuff.
Nobody here is going to see that.
Yeah, in a different time, like if he was actually like working for whatever the ESPN station is in L.A., and wait a minute, did you film a video while driving?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-mm.
There would be some issues, but when he's doing it for us, who cares?
It's like I was watching Anthony Jeselnik, or I was listening to it. He's doing a he was doing a stand-up comedy bit. I was listening to, I think, Netflix is a joke on satellite, and he was talking about, and people say Anthony, and Anthony Jeselnik, who is the most raw comedian that has been alive since I don't know who. I mean,
he is
literally fearless and will say the most, like, and he said, people ask me, people wonder how I get away with the things that I say. It's because they expect it. They know that's who I am. And so I can get away with things other comedians can't. And I thought, that's the same as John. John can say stuff, and people just say, that's just John. It's just John. I mean, it's what he's going to do. And it's Anthony Jeselnik, you know, he does something like, hey, it's him. He can get away with that. If you start it early enough, like when he made fun of advertisers at 6:10 and said, they got crap, they got junk, I don't know what this dumb junk is, then he would prank call the advertiser, ask if their manager was at the sex shop next door. That lets you know that he really didn't care that much. You couldn't. There's nothing that could make him nervous. The Italian-American sent him the way you're saying Dago, and you're saying all these slurs, and it's embarrassing, and he read it and ripped it up on the air. If you didn't know he was setting a standard then, in 2005? Well, in 2005? He set a standard, and so people say, driving. You could have been drinking, driving, and doing a video. And they would have said, man, that's just kind of John.
You don't know. You don't know.
Exactly.
Well, you don't know.
He's got different standards that people let him do things. You're right, Dell. He's not getting canceled for that.
Go ahead, cancel. Go ahead, cancel me.
Cancel's not really
the word. You got to give a rat's ass about cancel.
You're not getting in trouble. I bet they okayed that video.
They did okay.
They said they saw you driving, and they didn't say, they just like, yeah, fire that up there.
I did it. They have to approve it. Otherwise,
Ownwell approves it. And all the people at Ownwell go, yeah. Is that guy, the one guy? Yeah, he can do it. That's fine.
I know it's game time. Game time tickets.
That's right. It was game time.
Get your tickets on at game time, people. Yeah. Get your tickets on
at game time. So I looked at game time. Rockets game, 20 minutes. I thought about taking snacks after I picked them up from basketball. 20 minutes before the game, you could have gotten upper deck into the building for $16.
Did you see that they've redone the seats up there, too?
No.
Yeah,
no, they've all got they're like brand new seats with cup holders up in the upper deck.
They're going to do that throughout the building, but they start it with that level. They're going to black seats all around.
Nice.
We've had Gilbert call in earlier and talk about the guy who mysteriously is named Will, and we don't know who Will is.
Yeah.
Well, we have Will.
This is the guy that brought Gilbert bagels?
Apparently.
Are you sure?
Let's hear.
Will that Gilbert keeps talking about.
Because we got to find out who this is.
Okay. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Will.
Hey, Will.
All right. So last year when the Texans were kind of making a run, my gamble was I'll buy Gilbert a steak if the Texans win. So I started doing that. Got to know him pretty well.
And you were that guy.
I know he's been – yeah. So he was mentioning this week and in the past, he's like, Will, you better bring me those bagels.
Yeah.
He's confused. I brought him Crave cupcakes on his birthday.
He ate
about three in a sitting. And then I was like, what? Lance had mentioned like maybe dietary restrictions. So I started getting nervous when he didn't call in. He's in a diabetic.
If he loses his toes because of you.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not going to happen. Gilbert is tough.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm gonna restart that. I feel like now is a great time. If the Texans beat the Titans on Sunday, which they should, take us to 500. Gilbert will get a steak, corn on the cob, French fries.
Oh, nice.
Dr. Pepper.
I may talk to the Dr. Pepper. Yep. That is exactly it. And then I guess he'll start calling in and bragging and demanding things.
Well, this is what we're not talking about. Will, I think, initially did it out of the kindness of his heart. Well, and then Gilbert started holding Wentz hostage.
Well, it becomes extortion.
He started holding, if you don't give me my steak, they're going to lose.
Gilbert turns things into extortion.
Yeah, well, that's Gilbert's move.
It turns into a racket. It turns into strong arm in the city.
Yeah.
Give me a bike. Remember when Son and Ski gave him a bike, and then he asked for another bike like 2 years later? because somebody stole his bike.
A black guy stole his bike, yes. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of his assisted living place?
Sharpview Rehabilitation Center.
Sharpview.
Or not That's rehab it. Center. Something
so,
like
okay.
That.
A steak from Chili's or wherever will work fine.
Yep.
Some French fries.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Texas got to win Sunday, and I'm going to attach a string to it because this is easy. The Rockets got to win at least one, or the Cougars got to beat Auburn on Sunday.
Okay, that's fair. That makes it a little tougher.
Yeah.
Cougs have to beat Auburn, and the Texans have to win. That's
the
fair.
Cougs will beat Auburn.
That's a money line parlay. It won't even pay 1-1 because it's such a favorite. That's
fine. But these are the games that the Cougs actually, for whatever reason, they mess up in the beginning of the year, and it really doesn't matter. But this is, you know what? And Kelvin ain't afraid to play anybody early on, and that's good. But that. I don't know if I'd put that asterisk on it because there's a chance, you know, that, hey, early on, the Cougs lose games like this. So, and it's no big deal. And it's no big deal, but for whatever reason, they do. Will, you're a great humanitarian. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Taking care of Gilbert.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah. That's great stuff.
So there's an app called Too Good To Go where you can get, like, the leftover stuff from bakeries that they're not, say, sell it for, like, a third of the price. It's awesome. But you got to be quick. Like, as soon as they put it out on the app, you'll get a notification, and it's a race to get there. And Crave is on there. So for $6.99, I could get Gilbert four cupcakes and just fire him four cupcakes.
Yeah.
He thought it was some type of bagel.
Well.
It wasn't. It was a cupcake, not a bagel.
Well.
And I'm getting him four of them. I'm letting him swing for the fences.
Diabetes. What's wrong with you?
I'm not. He likes it.
You know, he doesn't do anything. He just sits on the couch. I mean, Crave cupcakes might be the worst thing you can do for him.
Or best, if he likes the taste of it.
Oh. He likes sweets.
He's not going. He's not getting on a bicycle and biking anywhere. Let him have that man have his fun.
That's the problem. Oh, my God.
Are you? Why not? Is a one-time thing a problem? It's not a weekly event, right?
Yeah, I'm
right?
not bringing it to him daily.
Well, do you know his eating habits? Do you know what other
great.
Stuff
I've
that
been,
he's doing?
Yes, I've been in there multiple times, and he's got a whole box full of potato chips in there.
Yes.
A whole box.
He's not the healthiest.
Vegetables.
And bringing them just...
he didn't have veggie straws.
No, fried potatoes.
If he has...
Vegetables.
Maybe he has veggie straws. Like, it's kind of vegetables.
Yeah. Maybe he likes the plantain chips.
There ain't no vegetables
those?
In Gilbert's diet.
Send him
None.
Some plantain chips.
Plantain chips. Yeah, those are the ones that are really good for you.
All right. You got to talk Craig the Surf. And then on the other side, we got more stuff to do. 713-780-3776.
Listen, you want to know what's good for you? I'll tell you what's good for you right now. The Red Tag sale going on. At the Red Tag sale going on at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And that's just, you know, that's just a fact. They have so many vehicles right now at deeply discounted rates because of the Red Tag sale. And the Red Tag sale is something that, this is not something that you see every month. This is not an every month thing. This comes along very infrequently. And when it does, you have an opportunity to take advantage of some really terrific prices and discounts. 0% financing is available on certain Chevy Silverado pickup trucks with 5.3 liter engine. You have some great discounts going on that include, just by being a Texas resident and a Costco executive member, you get thousands and thousands off of select vehicles as well. So there's different ways to save money, not just with your finance rate, but with dealer discounts that are going on right now in the month of November. And I strongly suggest you take them up on that because it's a great chance for you to get a vehicle at a discounted rate that you may not find in the next month. Better trade-in value than anyone else. And, of course, the selection that is going to suit you. You get what you're looking for, not what you have to settle for at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. As they say, Chevy, find new roads. But I can also tell you this. When you stop at Angleton, thousands of dollars off of your discounted, thousands of dollars off of your vehicle just by driving a few extra miles out to Angleton. It's Camelot in the cornfields. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Loot and Raid rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
Time to talk about hoops. Time to talk about Keith Tate. Time to talk about the best damn goal you're ever going to see. It's not even arguable. It's the everything about it, all the materials that they use, the tempered glass backboard and the unrustable stanchion and the technology with the push button to run to raise and lower the goal and the unbreakable rim where the kids can hang on it all. The installation that is, I mean, it's going to be perfect. Everything about it. Everything about it. You are getting the best in workmanship when you get the hooped goal. And that's what the kids want, Dad. They don't want the goal. I mean, your wife doesn't. Does she want a bent rim with the backboard that needs painting? And are you kidding me? Do you know what your house is going to look like? I mean, honestly, you want the best looking goal that you can possibly get. You want the kids to be able to play on it because you can raise and lower it. And everything about the hoops goal is the only goal that you should buy. You're looking for a great way for that. We got great hoops in the city of Houston. The kids want to play, and they want to play on a ProDunk goal. ProDunk.com. Go to ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3. So we got callers. People wanted to get in here. We got Josh Pate coming up top of the hour talking college football. A big, big weekend. Texas and Georgia. I would imagine that's where he's going to go between the hedges. We'll see. Is game day there? Is that where game day is?
I would think George. Texas, Georgia should be game day.
Texas, Georgia should be game day. I mean, that's
where are they going to be? Tulsa versus Louisville.
One of them's going to have a hard time. Whoever loses this game, Texas is out if they lose this game.
College game day this week.
Notre Dame, Pittsburgh.
Oh my God!
Notre Dame and Pitt. Did you hear what he said about this game?
Yes, it doesn't matter.
He's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What the hell? And game day's going there?
He said we could get beat by 100 and I wouldn't care. Who would care? Every Pitt alumni.
Doesn't affect your playoff chances. I guess that's what he's talking about.
Well, I guess.
If they win the ACC, they're in.
Yeah. That's the only way. Well, actually, it's a one-bid league. So that's the only way anybody's getting in.
The thing is, if Pittsburgh actually beat Notre Dame, it might open up an option for another team because you would – get three loss Notre Dame out the paint.
Hey, that's pretty crazy. They lost to West Virginia.
Yeah, but
and
that's
then
going
Louisville.
To an SEC team anyway.
Well, that's who knows? But we don't know who the SEC teams will lose to. But yeah, having his team play well would make it, you know, maybe good for Pitt as well. But I guess
it was just a dumb
doesn't
answer.
Care.
You could have given that answer without. You could have said, well, in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't matter compared to our conference matchups. The whole thing where you want to spit in people's faces by saying we could get beat 100, I wouldn't care. Well, you don't want to walk that back. Right. You want to walk that back.
You're paper
that's probably not the thing you want to say.
All right, who's up, Del? Josh is up. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How's it going, Josh?
And I use gentlemen lightly.
You should.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I gotta tell you how much I appreciate your level of comedy and your focus on sports while using comedy. I love it, and love you two guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to call in and talk about the. Davis Mills knocking it out of the park game that he just played and having CJ probably sitting on the sidelines or wherever he was, peeing in his pants a little bit, seeing the backup doing so well. I mean, because Davis, how good was that guy? He won the game on a 20-yard run. And has CJ ever done that in his pro career, won a game-winning touchdown by a run? I don't think so.
I can't recall by a run.
No, but he's had some big runs, but yeah. No, I don't know about a big run to win the game, no.
He's definitely had comebacks, but not
had game-winning touchdown passes. So
there are
care.
Some times I wish he would have run where he throws, and I'm like, CJ, hey, guys, there's so much room.
The only reason I bring that up is because whenever Davis did that, bye-bye $60 million contract is what the point of that was. Really? You feel me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He's going to get his money. Davis Mills is, again, the backup. Davis Mills.
I love you guys. Really
good. Thanks. Appreciate it, Josh.
Davis Mills will have another. By the way, Josh, you're the best caller that we've had.
And we love
ever.
You too, Josh. We really
yes.
do.
Yes. Josh is the best caller with ever. Dell.
With all of
Dell, admit it. How much. How dead on he was. How smart he was.
I mean.
The whole time Dell was doing horns down.
Not horns down because I would never disrespect the Longhorn. Simply a thumbs down was what I was doing. Yeah. Texas is back. Like I don't know if you've heard. No, you do that. I don't do the horns down thing.
I've never done that.
You do. It's on video constantly. But as far as what Josh said, I mean, I don't know. He did just remove C.J. Stroud from the starting quarterback equation after giving you Hall of Fame plaudits. So.
Listen, C.J.'s going to get his money. I mean,
$60 million worth.
I don't think Davis Mills.
In 3 years, that is going to be
Davis right. Mills winning a couple of football games is changing anything.
No, he didn't pee pee in his pants.
Did CJ pee pee?
He didn't pee pee in his pants, as you said, Josh.
You don't know that.
I think Dr. Mills is going to have him.
Well, you thought he was going to play. He's not playing.
Dr. Mills would have him ready now. We can
for Thursday night against the Bills.
Well, Dr. Mills wasn't effective enough to get him out there for Sunday. Oh.
Maybe Dr. Mills isn't a great doctor. He's a good doctor, not a great doctor.
Yeah, that feels accurate.
Okay. So yeah, Okay.
He's good
right now.
He's good at the end of the surgery.
Right
not
now.
Not as much early in the surgical process.
Right now, put a number on what CJ signs for.
I would say a guaranteed deal. I would say 6 years, $360 million with $315 guaranteed.
That's $60 a year.
I know.
Yeah.
Easy math.
Yeah, you just said. Yeah. Listen.
Who's the top guy now per year, APY?
Who just signed?
I don't know. That's why I was asking. I don't know. But is it 58, 59? Because we're jumping to 64.
Yeah. It's gone up. It's in 3 years, and there's
is
new,
it in 3 years?
There's new TV.
CJ's
this
deal.
Is the third year, so fourth year, fifth year. So in the third year,
will they try to get a deal done after year four instead of going to that fifth year?
I mean, if I guess that's the smart move. Do you have your answers on CJ Stroud? Does it matter? Do you need answers, or do you just once you had a good first year, you're stuck.
Dak is 60.
Dak is already making 60.
Burrow 55. Allen. This is average per year. Josh Allen 55, Jordan Love 55, Trevor Lawrence 55, Tua 53.
I mean, it's a wrap.
So Dak at 60 still far exceeds what anyone else recently has gotten. Dak just got a giant one because the Cowboys stretched
the thing.
This thing out
there's
a long time.
There's new money coming from Amazon and new money coming. So the salary cap is going to skyrocket over the next couple of years. CJ at 60 is not. That's not even a. That is not. That's almost moderately conservative.
CJ is not in his third year. He's gonna after his fifth year, he either gets the. They give him the
franchise tag, which will give him the average of the top three.
Right.
Which at that time will. I don't know who's coming up.
57.
I don't know if there's somebody coming up at quarterback that's going to push it, but it'll be well if it stays what it is now. It'll be 57, but there's a good chance. No. Depending on who gets their deals done or redone, that it could be 60 is the franchise.
Yeah, but whoever gets their deals done doesn't mean he should be with. If it's Mahomes who gets his deals done,
I'm
he shouldn't set the standard for CJ.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I've always been with you on that. Doesn't matter. That's not how it's played. I'm next up, so give me my money.
Well, Trevor Lawrence didn't get more than Dak.
He's got 55.
Yeah, I get it,
average.
But he didn't exceed Dak.
Yeah, but that's
no.
So why
Dak got it after Trevor Lawrence?
In 3 years,
when did Dak get paid?
I think they got paid about the same time. Actually, Trevor was a 21 baby, so 21, 22, 23, 24. I think he got paid in 24. I think this is
Dak got paid September 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when Trevor did, but
the contract was signed.
I know David Mulligan is the Scott Boras of this thing. Can the Texans have a little backbone and go, hey, look, man, we're going to give you You're going to make you top five because that's just what we got
to
do.
I brought this up and you guys wanted to, you almost started peeing in your pants that I was talking Davis. I literally, it was yesterday or day before, I brought this up as a topic and you guys were pee-peeing in your TTs.
No, how do you pee-pee in your TTs?
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to talk about, this is a rude conversation.
So Trevor Lawrence got his deal
it's
in June.
It's got to be had. Like,
September.
What are we going to do with the quarterback if he's average, but you have to pay average quarterback
you don't have
$60
to give
million?
Him, you don't have to make him top three.
You have to. No, you have to. Trevor Lawrence was
three. Everybody who's up is top three. That's all there is
to it. That's all there is to it. Other than Tua was the first one that didn't do it.
And
even Trevor Lawrence was third at one point.
Well,
briefly.
Tua had concussion stuff, and, well, look who has concussion stuff as well. Part of the reason Tua didn't get more is because they were worried about...
Is that his first, or was it concussion again?
This is his second concussion.
Yeah. He had concussion, that's right. And now you got... Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Now, we don't have the dramatic fencing posture that Tua had. Where,
no, and he
where
is not
it
missing.
Affects it.
Did he miss the rest of the year that year?
Because it was deemed his second, so that's why. He got knocked out against the Packers,
This
too.
Is not considered a lingering concern for CJ, so I don't think it factors in. David Mulligan is not going to let it factor into contracts at all. That's just, you can forget that. But, no, I think $60 million is not, it may have sounded like hyperbole in the past when I said it. All I was doing was projecting relative to what the cap is going to be. That's all it is. It's
I'm
not hyperbole.
That's
by the way, what's the highest guarantee right now?
I think it's Deshaun still.
Nope.
You sure?
It's it's $1 million more, Dak.
Oh,
and he got his September 2024.
231. There ain't no way CJ's getting 315 guaranteed.
Let's see.
There's no chance.
If he does, that means the Texans got absolutely bullied because I don't foresee his play even close to warranting.
Josh Allen is 330, and his guarantee's 250.
Well,
he's the highest. He's the highest guarantee.
Yeah. So what did Mulgett? So Mulgett only got 250 guaranteed for Josh.
Yeah. Is he his agent?
No, he's not. That's my whole point. Get back with me when David Mulgett is going up against the Texans, and let me know what happens.
Am I allowed to go?
David Mulgett is 1-0 against the Texans.
Well, yeah, they got clearly bullied. We'll see what happens. But am I not allowed to go? Josh Allen here, CJ here.
You totally should be doing it. Yeah. It doesn't. Yes. The problem with the NFL. Yes. Is it doesn't matter. In the NBA, you just get to max status, and you're max status. Although the Rockets have still gone with coupons. Yeah. They've still gone coupon shopping. In baseball, if you're not worth it, you're not getting it. It's not really a case of – they now shorten it to, look, we'll give you money but for 3 years, and we'll have options in it and all that stuff, but we're not giving you this long. Baseball, to a very minor extent, has learned their lesson a little bit, but it's very meritocracy. You do get paid massive amounts of money if you're really, truly one of the greatest in the sport. In football, all you have to do is have a pulse and just have thrown 24 touchdowns or 25 touchdowns for one season of your career. And, well, I guess, well, what else are we going to do? Well, we got to do this, or what else are we going to do? Have Zach Wilson as our quarterback get stuck forever? We got to give Tua 53. We've got to give Trevor 55. That's how it works. And I'd say CJ, well, I can't say CJ's better than Tua for sure.
And the Dolphins
we
have
keep going
out.
Back to his rookie year. Yeah. We always have to go back to CJ's rookie year. Does that not bother anyone when we talk about contract? We have to say, remember when he was a rookie? Well, not the first part. Not the first, and then not the Jets game. And not there's some game. Okay. But remember when he
Stop
came back against Tampa?
Our quarterback.
Well, my point is that you have to go way back to feel good about the money that he is going to get.
And going into year four, look, I can assume, but we don't know, as John would say. We don't know what's going to happen the rest of the year. But going into year four, it likely is CJ and the offense wasted maybe not historic defense, but a top elite defense and not make the playoffs.
This is going to sting this year. If they don't make the playoffs with this defense, it's going to really sting. All you had to do was be average. That's it.
All right, we got a break. We got to talk. We got top of the hour. We got Josh Pate. So we got a little break here. And if you want to get in, hurry. 713-780-3776.
Oh, we got some Cougar callers.
Okay, good.
And he means U of H callers.
No, I didn't mean like MILFs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, there's some Cougars on the line.
I was with some last night. I was out with the Golden Bachelor, some Golden Bachelor girls and the Golden Bachelor, Mel.
Are they Cougars at that point?
We went to dinner last night.
Are they still classified as Cougars?
Well, I don't know. They're hunting down young guys. I don't know.
Depends on if they can get it, Del.
If they can.
You know how this works.
Depends on if they can get it. Is what you?
Yeah,
that's what the Golden Bachelor asked. I think on TV. I didn't see any episodes, but he probably said she can get it on one of the episodes.
They were good looking women. They really were. It's a.
And they got on TV, of course. They're good looking.
Yeah. You know who else is Robin from Houston Powder Coaters? Very fine woman. And you will meet Robin if you go to Houston Powder Coaters. You will meet her and you will love Robin because she does an unbelievable job. She is going to tell you whether or not. You can send her pictures of your furniture. Don't send her pictures of anything else. Send her pictures of your patio furniture, and she can decipher whether or not that patio furniture can be saved, okay? And you, my friends, are going to benefit from what Houston Powder Coaters does. Houston Powder Coaters is going to make it look like new again. Houston Powder Coaters can make it look like your favorite baseball team or basketball team or football team or college. Whatever those colors are, Houston Powder Coaters can make that patio furniture look like your team or your team's colors. And then you're out there, you're tailgating or you're in the backyard watching your team, okay? And you got and everybody's like, wow, you are a fan. You're damn right I'm a fan. And I bought my patio furniture looking like it or my car or anything else. What I need you to do is go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They'll pick it up and deliver it absolutely free. It's not just patio furniture. It's anything that's metal to make it look great again. That old metal is better. So think about it. As opposed to buying some new stuff, think about saving that old metal because it's just better than the new metal. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We have got a full board. I mean, people just want to talk, okay? Well, because like Josh said, we do it with you. We talk sports and we do it with humor. Del, sorry. Sorry, Del, you lose again.
What do I lose?
No one said anything about your show.
That's fine.
No. Yeah, no humor whatsoever. That's the problem.
How I feel about me, about opinions of this show or that show. I don't care.
No, you were doing horns down when he was
saying that. Once again, I don't do horns down. It's disrespectful to the great Longhorns in their run to a national title. I won't do that. It's simply a thumbs down.
The national title this year?
A potential national
title. You know, thumbs down means Aggies down. Don't you?
No, it means John and Lance down for me.
You were going whoop and do what the
I don't make down. That noise.
Yeah,
ever for anything.
Yeah, yeah you did.
And even at my happiest moments, never a whoop.
Yeah,
because I'm not an Ag.
I'm pretty sure you did. Let's get Biscuit in here. What up, Biscuit?
What's up? Top of the morning, my brothers.
How we doing, Biscuit?
Back at you.
Hey man. So well, man. Let me say this, Lance. Yeah, I was over at the. On Cullen last Saturday, checking out the local team. I'm Lance after the game. I call, you know, I'm from Nap, man. I called my boys up in Nap and said, man, get the stuff together, man. So we coming down. This is the best team. This is the best team that Kevin Sanders had it since he's been over.
It's
there.
The most talented without question.
And that number four, if they had number four last year, they're national champs.
Probably.
That dude is the real deal. You know what I'm saying? And if they get the big boy to come around, and he's hitting the boards, but just offensively, it'd be a little more aggressive.
He's talking,
which
talking
we
about
know Samson does.
Chris Cenac, who was yes, he the number one player in the nation or just a five-star?
He was number three, I think.
Okay, so he's shooting less than 38% from the field as the 6'11 big, 9 rebounds a game, 8.3 points.
Did you hear Coach talking about him? He said, man, I love it. I love his energy. He's come in and he's rebounding like nobody else. I just wish he could mix in a make every once in a while.
Well, you know what's funny? He's been 5 of 11, 5 of 10, but then against Towson, he was 1 of 8. So, yeah. And this is Lehigh, Towson, and Oakland. Now, you know, Lehigh and Towson have spent time in the tournament before. So they're not just layups. But the
Oakland
one thing
too.
But Oakland has played Michigan number 7, Purdue number 1, and Houston number 1 all on the road this year. Murderer's row schedule. But to your point about Cenac, boy, he can block shots, he can rebound, and he's just a baby giraffe offensively. It'll work out. It's just going to be he's still growing into his body.
So you guys believe this is his best team?
I think it's his most talented team.
And he got Mercy coming off the bench, who's offensive minded, number 24, can shoot. They're a way better shooting team. And, you know, Kevin Sampson's teams are always going to play defense and rebound. They're not quite as strong defensively, but you can't leave them open. In the past, you could leave 3 or 4 of your base players, let them shoot, and they wouldn't hit the side of a barn. But these guys, I'm telling you, John, this team right here is deep.
Dude, the talented trio of Uzan, Flemings, and Sharp
Flemings is coming in here. He wasn't a great shooter in high school. He looks really good right now, but he didn't have those. Remember when we looked up his numbers, we were like, "Oh, this is a typical."
We didn't see his numbers. It just had the scouting report said that.
Yeah. So, but I'm gonna wait and see. Last year's team was really, really good.
They were good, but
you had the go-to guy. I want to see who the go-to guy is.
Well, you may have 3 in Uzan, Flemings, and Sharp. That's kind of the whole thing. Is you got 3 guys right now who can play point and 2 on the wing. Like, this is the most offensive-oriented backcourt/wing combination that I've seen Kelvin have. You know, Tugler is a big, long guy. Cenac is a legit big.
Yep.
They got we'll see if they're as good off the bench. I do think that's an interesting one. I know it looks deeper in theory, but let's see. Ramon Walker still there, but let's see how it looks. But from a talent standpoint, 5 stars, 5 stars, 4 stars. You got some serious talent on this team.
Losing LJ though we'll see. LJ was a big part. I mean, he was huge. He came up with all of. Now Emmanuel's got to step up and do that. Emmanuel's got to step up and hit all those big. He hit a bunch of big shots, but now he's going to be, you know, when it's crunch time. Is it him? Is it Uzan? Is it Flemings? Can you get it down low? Don't forget, you lost, you know, I mean, you lost a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. You had an 8-year guy there.
Now, keep in mind, though, from an efficiency standpoint, you know, he shot 41% from the field in both of his years with Houston, 38-8 from 3 and 42-4. Which by college standards is not incredible by any stretch, Cryer. But Cryer was a go-to guy. But, man, I don't know. I want to see what happens with this freshman, Kingston Flemings, as he gets older. I already know Uzan can ball, and I know Sharp can. You know, Sharp's just he can really shoot it. So, I don't know. This is going to be a fun team. One of the things I used to really – you know, I remember going to the John Daspit shoot. Oh, we'll got a break in here in a second. I remember going to John Daspit commercial shoot at – it was at Toyota Center, actually, I think. No. It was at Hawthorne's, and or the Fertitta Center, or whatever. And I remember looking at the team, like, you know, this doesn't look like the most incredible bunch. It doesn't look like a team because it wasn't a team full of 5-star traits. And Jace Walker, right? That was his name. He looked different than everybody else. Now they got a few guys that kind of look like that. So it's a little not like Walker,
Jairus Walker,
yeah. But now they got guys; they look a little bit more like dudes. So it's going to be fun. I love being able to have these conversations about University of Houston for 4 years in a row.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I mean, we got the number one team in the nation, and they play here, and you can go get seats and go watch them.
Yeah,
like and, that's a really cool thing, Houston,
in the best facility in the city.
It's a really cool facility.
It's the best. All right, and you can get Coors Lights there, too, because I have had Coors Lights there.
Did you bring them in your pants pockets, or did they have them?
No, they have them there. They sell them. They sell them at the game.
Okay.
And to me, that's like everything, okay? I just think that, like, last night, watching the game, watching the Rockets, watching the Cougs, what are you going to do? Going to drink some Coors Lights. Yeah, going to drink some Coors Lights. Play a little golf, drink some Coors Lights. Not play golf, drink some Coors Lights. I mean, to me, it's a way of life. I hope you adopt, okay? I hope that you can have be as enthusiastic about it as I am. If you're looking for the best way to stay refreshed, especially in the city of Houston, I mean, it's hot. It's muggy. You've got to stay hydrated. That cold, clean, crisp water from Colorado doesn't get any better. It just doesn't. Your beer's coming from water in St. Louis or somewhere. What? Stop. The best water in the world has got it right out of those Rocky Mountains, and that's why Coors Light tastes so good. I'm convinced. You will, too. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.
Let me talk about John Dass, but I just mentioned his name. I was at the NIL shoot that he did. He does actual real NILs. It's not just some team trying to funnel money to a player like some kind of crazy Marty Bird Ozark move. He's actually doing real NIL, and you see his commercials with University of Houston and University of Texas baseball teams. He's done it with Cougar basketball, Cougar football, University of Texas basketball and football. He gives back to the community on a regular basis on the high school level. He works with his friend Selvin Young, former Longhorn, to do a lot of different things in the community to make sure that he gives back. And he understands that, you know, so many people in Houston and the surrounding areas, and when I say surrounding, I mean all over the state of Texas, they trust John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, and he wants to, you know, kind of pay it forward or pay it back, as it were. John Daspit is somebody who you can trust to give you the most attention and create the best results for you when you have been injured in an accident due to someone else's negligence. It could be in the roadways, it could be at the workplace, out on the water, offshore. He does a lot of his work is for people who work, you know, offshore refineries who, when they're injured, it's pretty substantial, can even be loss of life. And so he wants to fight to make sure that the settlement is going to be able to take care of you or your family when you're gone, or if you're injured and can't work anymore. I mean, that's got to be something that's taken into account. He'll make sure that your pain and suffering is properly compensated and all your bills are going to be paid. That's the Daspit difference. Call him. 713-CALL-NOW. Anytime you have an accident, that should be the first call you make. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now all right. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got David on hold. We only got a few minutes because we got Josh Pate, top of the hour. John Chill, bottom of the hour. So we'll give you a lot of winners over the next few segments. Just got to keep on listening. Get the best college football information you can get right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. David, what's going on?
Hey, man, I haven't heard much conversation of this, if any at all, but if the Cougs win out, including the conference championship, what are the odds they get into the Natty playoffs? I'll hang up and listen.
The Cougs win out. They'd have to get to the championship game. And I don't know that is still an option?
Let's see.
Let's take a look at the standings.
Houston Cougars got themselves right back on track with a conference win. Let's see. Three bowls appear to be the most likely from Joseph Duarte.
They're 5-2.
Yeah, their losses this year are to Texas Tech and...
They're going to need plenty of help. Of course, yes. They have to win out. They have... TCU and Baylor got the home game against TCU, then go to Baylor. They don't have any. They haven't played BYU or Cincinnati, right? So Cincinnati and BYU only have the one loss in conference. The Cougs have two, so those two teams have to lose out.
Yeah, and Utah's going to have to lose too because they take the highest ranked, and the Cougs got to pass all three in the rankings.
Mm. Well, and Utah has at Baylor, home to K-State, at Kansas, so not exactly murderer's row. So no. The Cougs need a lot of help.
They need too much help.
Yeah,
they're not getting in.
Just the schedule for the other teams doesn't do them any favors because those teams don't
play. They're technically alive, but they're on life support.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's got Arizona, BYU, and TCU. So BYU and one of them.
So they'll pick up a loss, and then you'd have to have the other team lose again.
Right.
It's rough. It's tough for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to get there.
Nope.
And Tech would have to lose twice.
Can 10-2? You mentioned highest ranked. Cincinnati's ranked 25th. BYU 12. So if they lose, they'll fall in the rankings. Can the Cougs get into the top 25 of the CFP if they're 10-2?
They should.
So maybe they will be able to be ranked, and we'll see where they fall.
Well, somebody'd have to fall out, I would think, huh?
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
Like a Cincinnati, who's only 25 at the moment.
Yeah, Cincinnati could fall out, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough to get there.
Yeah, a 10-2 would be a great season, huh?
And and if you look at it against TCU at home, now the West Virginia game aside, they've been pretty good at home outside of Tech. So that's a game you should win. Although matchup predictor says TCU should, but you got that at home, and then you go to Baylor, who is average. So there's a path to win double-digit games in year two.
There's a path to have a great season, but there's not a path to the playoff.
At this point, no.
No, there's not a path. All right, let's break it, and Josh Pate is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And listen, how about this? We're talking Cougs football. The Cougars 8-2. They take on the TCU Horned Frogs this Saturday at TDECU Stadium. It's our senior game. Come early. They're going to be honoring the seniors. A senior special, two tickets and a parking pass for just $40. I mean, you're seeing high, top quality college football. And listen, this is going to be a tough game. TCU's tough, and the Cougs, they need you, okay? Go to uhcougars.com/senior, uhcougars.com/senior to get your senior bundle, or call 713-GO-COUGS. This special expires on Tuesday. Well, wait a minute. This special, get there now and see if you can't still get it, okay? It's Thursday already, so I don't know about that. So let's see. You're looking for the best way to bundle. Go there and tell them I want the $40 deal. Just do it. Help send the seniors out in style. Don't miss the final home game of the season. Your chance to celebrate an unforgettable year of Cougar football. The last home game of the year. Fill up the place. Let's go. Get your tickets now. uhcougars.com/senior or 713-GO-COUGS.
Houston's only FM sports stations. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.